This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel and Barry coming to you live from Trailer Wheel and Frame right here, I-45 North in Canino. Everybody knows that if you need anything for your truck or trailer, you get it right here at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Largest selection of parts and accessories, over 40 years in business, family owned and operated. Can't go wrong under one roof, Trailer Wheel and Frame.
Word.
Gave the basket away.
Yep.
Right?
We did our duty.
Yep. Now, this MMA moment brought to you by Barry Laminack and Nick Sciarra.
I just saw this morning, and I wanted to get Nick's opinion on it, but it looks like Anthony Johnson is going to officially file an appeal of UFC 210 weigh-ins, where they had that towel in front of Cormier, and there was some suspicion that Cormier was using that towel to help him lose weight by, you know, propping him up a little bit. But Johnson calls for Daniel Cormier to be stripped of his title as well. Nick, your thoughts on it?
I was always wondering, literally the whole time, and I didn't do enough research on it, as to whether or not you putting your hands on a towel that's literally being propped up by two humans, whether or not that would affect his weight. I thought it would, but no one seemed to make a big deal of it. Other than really John Jones. I felt like John Jones, maybe he was the most notable person to make a big deal of it. I think the other part is, you know, Anthony Johnson, he took to Instagram, but then he deleted the post. I think that says a lot. Maybe he thought he had a good argument and then realized he didn't, so he deleted it. I think there's still a lot of details that need to come out. I kind of want to try it. I kind of want to stand on a digital scale and see if a towel, me putting my arms on a towel, is going to affect my weight. Really, I really want to try it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of tricks. We've talked about this before. There's a lot of tricks where you'll see fighters think, some of them think if you raise your hands in the air and exhale, that it can cause a little bit of a decrease in what your weight would be on the scale at the time.
I figured it out.
Okay.
You weighed in last night with your hands on a towel.
No. Yeah, I didn't even tell you that, Nick. When I got here this morning, Joel was like, hey, you just go crazy and eat whatever you want? I was like, no, I woke up this morning, I was 183.6 again. How the hell did I gain 2 pounds in a day?
You had your hands on a towel.
I guess. But this is what the appeal said. The appeal was transcribed. It said, it's clear that in the state of New York, a fighter must weigh in and conduct himself in the best interest of the sport. It went on to say, unfortunately, in the case of Anthony Johnson, the general public and the sport of mixed martial arts were deprived of a fair and honest weigh-in and true championship fight when Daniel Cormier was allowed to grab the towels held in front of him for privacy purposes only while his official weight was being determined. So they think that it did have an effect on it. And Joel is making stabbing motions of himself like he's bored.
To my fellow golf fan, Josh Rapp.
Yeah, well, I asked in advance for you, was it okay? And you said yes.
I did.
Now you're making the stabbing motion. Trust me, there are plenty of UFC guys out there that want to hear about this.
Okay.
Here's the thing that I don't understand, though, Nick. Why would you make a protest after you retired? Like, if you don't want to be in the sport anymore, what do you care at this point?
My only guess, he got tipped off, maybe an agent, maybe a PR person, or someone that's deep into the sport and saying, you know what? This is not fair to you. You're retiring. You know, it would have been different if you left with a win. We might have a chance to turn this thing around. I mean, if you're Anthony Johnson and you retire, I have a big suspicion that, you know, his body has taken a toll and that has a contributing factor to his decision. But if you are going to put your body through another fight and go through all the training and the sweat and tears and potentially, you know, risking another serious injury, wouldn't you take a title fight? Wouldn't that be the one fight that you take back? So if he has any success in this appeal, if he really decides to continue with it and has a chance to get another title fight, wouldn't you take it? Even if you're like a 75%
no.
Anthony Johnson?
But he said he was done. He said he's done. He said, I've got other interests outside of MMA that I'm going to go pursue. I'm done fighting. And he had decided that before the fight. Not before weigh-ins, but before the entire fight. So win or lose, his plan was to retire. Now, whether you think that that Daniel Cormier cheated or not for the 1.2 pounds, let's all be real and honest here. I understand you have to come in exactly at the weight limit. But does anyone really think that 1.2 pounds 2 pounds made the difference in that fight? No, it was a terrible game plan and execution of a game plan by Anthony Johnson that cost him that fight.
I agree with that. I don't
think 1.2 pounds.
I totally agree.
It just seems stupid that he's appealing. If he was coming back, then yeah, dude, appeal it. But you're retiring. Just go away now then.
What if?
All right, I'm done. I'm done ranting.
What if you perhaps he, you know, expected to win that fight even though he knew he was going to retire and he was going to retire with the belt? Maybe he wanted that. You know, maybe that's how he wanted to end his career. I know the fight didn't show that because it kind of looked like he didn't have effort or he kept trying to wrestle Daniel Cormier, which was to most people's opinion that they thought that was a dumb game plan, but maybe he expected to win. You never know. I mean, why would he go out?
Every fighter that goes into a fight expects to win. But if that were the case and you're so passionate about the fact that he was 1.2 pounds over, you should have fought under protest. And why are you protesting now after you retire? That's just, I don't know.
All right, but not enough UFC talk because I know Joel's stabbing himself.
Yes.
No,
I can see him from here.
He's done. He's done. We're done.
Okay, just in and breaking news, by the way, and before you guys get like all excited like it means anything, a jury acquits Aaron Hernandez, the one-time New England Patriots tight end, in the double murder in Boston. But before you think that he's getting off, he already is serving a life sentence for the 2013 killing of the semi-pro football player Odin Lloyd. So I guess it's news, but
apparently it was seen with happy tears.
Safe to be
too.
Said, he still ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, what'd you say, Nick?
Like apparently he was seen in the courtroom like crying, like the first time he was showed emotions, like almost like it was happy tears. Is that true? Like if you're still doing life, you know, why do you have happy tears?
Yeah, I don't know, and I mean, you know, I don't know. For a while there, too, they said that the double murder, they thought that I guess it was just circumstantial evidence because they were saying for quite a while that they had loaded up a lot of evidence that pointed to him in somewhat of a quote-unquote drive-by shooting being involved in that. But, yeah, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I guess anytime you're exonerated of a crime, you're happy. But, yeah, he's still doing life in prison. So I don't know.
Well, maybe he thinks that he can still get out of the other one.
Because you would think he'd already have explored appeal, right?
Yeah, but he's probably not out of.
But I don't think
he hasn't exhausted all of them.
But you think he's waiting on the appeal, or do you think that I would think they've already decided whether?
I don't know, it does seem weird if you're still going to serve life, but now he doesn't have to serve three lives. I don't know, when he dies, maybe he's done, and I don't know. The Texas Tiger said Rumble would be entitled to 25% of DC's purse.
See, there's some motivation.
On a pill, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I honestly, God, don't know if he would still get that on appeal.
But that appeal would have to be successful, right?
That's just it, though. Are they still going to go back to the purse after? I mean, they may overturn the decision or call it a no contest.
Right.
But that doesn't mean he gets the purse.
Let's continue this UFC talk.
Hey, because we're getting messages.
Well, we got a text about it. Yeah. We got a tweet about it. Yeah.
Did you guys see this, by the way? And this is kind of a strange one, but actually an interesting story. Rod Carew, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest hitters in baseball history.
Uh-huh.
He had double organ transplant, and he got his heart and kidneys from an ex-Baltimore Ravens tight end. Conrad Ruland died December 12th at the age of 29 after he suffered a brain aneurysm, and his heart and his kidney went to Rod Carew, who was top of the donor list after dealing with life-threatening complications from a heart attack he suffered a year earlier.
Wow, that's
crazy.
Crazy,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Man.
That's I wonder how that list works, though, because you always hear about celebrities being at the top of the list.
That's BS.
I just wonder how much of that has to do with the fact that they're a celebrity.
3 months later, Carew met Ruland's mother, according to the Ravens website. She agreed to meet him and greeted him with a big hug and said, "You're part of our family now." That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I just renewed my driver's license and signed up for the organ donor list.
It's a big thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big thing.
You're selfish if you don't donate your organs after you die.
Forget you.
Like, you're not using them anymore.
I don't donate them. I'm not donating them.
You're a selfish person, Nick.
Why?
Why are you so hateful? Why do you hate your fellow human beings?
I like my kidneys.
You're not using them. You're dead.
Still.
No, Nick's paying the money to be frozen.
Oh, okay, Han Solo.
Or Ted Williams.
No, yeah, Nick. Donate, Nick.
What?
Listen to me. Be a good person and donate your organs.
Okay, so all of a sudden you renewed your driver's license, and for the first time you decided to donate your
organs.
No,
no, no.
I
just, you have to check the box every time. So I had noted, oh, this doesn't carry over. I have to check it again.
Oh, okay. So
why won't you? Are you scared? Are you scared people might reject your organs?
They might. You never know.
He believes when he comes back, there will be a hole in his heart.
That's not what Nick believes in. You don't believe in reincarnation, do you, Nick?
No. It's not really.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never checked that box. Every time.
We've got Nick questioning his belief system. I don't know what I believe in.
Well, you guys
what's
did this
real and what's not?
Trey did it to you with voting.
Yeah, that's true.
He did. He made you into an independent voter.
No. What was it? What am I? Libertarian.
Libertarian.
I'm a libertarian now.
Okay.
I don't even know what the hell I am, but that's what I am. Whatever that is, that's what I am. So do you donate your organs,
yep.
Joel?
Yep.
Good for you. It's because we're good people.
Yeah.
See that, Nick? We just had a good people fist bump, and you can't partake in that because you're an a-hole and you won't donate your organs even after you die
and no one
can use them, including your selfish ass.
Yeah, you two are the cheapest people I know, and I'm the selfish person.
Well, how did I get roped into the cheapest people you know?
I don't know. You're sitting next to him, so I thought I'd throw the jab at you, too.
I'm saying even if the clock's on double zeros for us, it's still running for someone else. You might be able to save a life or two.
I want to know how I'm cheap. How did you arrive at the fact that I'm cheap?
It's just easier to insult you when you're like 20 miles away.
Oh, so you just went with cheap. I was going to say, bro, I donated almost $20 to charity this year.
You're the one that said you'd go to a strip club with $20 and leave with cash. Who goes to a strip club with $20 and leave with cash?
Don't need my money. I'm not giving them hoes my money. I'll donate it to charity. See, that's $20 I could have given to charity.
You can't even get
Nick, through
the strip
club door with $20. You know what his charity donation was this year?
Huh?
I met a stripper named Charity, and I gave her $20. You guys aren't picking up what I'm putting down here.
Nick, you know what his other charity donation was this year?
What?
The NCAA tournament pool.
Yeah, that went to who won that? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, well done. I took second.
My God, you got my money?
Yeah.
It makes me so sick right now knowing you have my $20 in your pocket.
Yep. And Charity asked for it, but I said you've already contributed at the office.
That makes me so sick.
Hey, right now I want to tell you about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It is a fantastic program in the Houston area, and it is because you, the people of Houston, Texas, do the donating that makes it possible for kids to get a second chance at an education. All you got to do is look around your garage, your field, your driveway. You got a clunker, whether it's running or not, collecting some rust and dust. You want to get rid of it. You just haven't got around to it. Here's what you do. You get in touch with Cars for Kids and the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let them know what you got. Let them know where you live. They do the rest. They come pick it up. They do all the paperwork. You get a nice tax deduction. And that's when you also realize that your gift is the gift that keeps on giving. Because then what they do is they turn it into resources for kids trying to get an education, whether it be book money, eyeglasses, bus fare, all the things that they need so they don't have distractions when they're trying to concentrate on the books. That's what they do to take care of these kids. Right off the top, you make a donation. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, $50 gift card. So it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's all thanks to Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. Get involved. Look around. Make a donation if you can. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. You've been struck by a
smooth criminal. Loaded Red Rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Joel, Nick, and Barry. Nick back at headquarters. Barry and Joel live from Trailer Wheel and Frame right here, I-45 North. Canino exit, it's Good Friday. You got nothing better going on. You want to do some things to soup up your truck or fix up your trailer? Everything under one roof right here, Trailer, Wheel, and Frame. Unfortunately, Pockets won't be here for a while. She'll be coming back. But everybody else from the promo team is here. Plenty of food and goodies. I think we still got some sausage left from Rudy's. So we got sausages. We've got adult beverages. We've got a lot of things going on with the promo team. So stop on in.
Hey, Barry, real quick.
Yeah.
Talk about being selfish. Cars for Kids, what do they do? That's an unselfish organization, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and in the middle of Joel Blank's read, you just drop your mic like it's, you know.
You
like
can blame
nothing.
Andreas. You can blame Andreas for that because I tried to get his attention for over 30 seconds.
So you just dropped the mic in the middle of the library.
I almost pissed on myself. I almost peed myself because he wasn't paying attention. So get better help.
Get better help? So you're just throwing the engineer under the bus like that? Just like that?
Hey, I tried. This is the second time he's made me almost pee myself.
The Cars for
today.
Kids, they're changing lives and helping kids graduate.
They are.
Since 1992, they've been doing this.
They are indeed, yeah. And I want you to know.
Nick Barry's the number guy.
And I'm not reading this off their website right now. I'm just,
Nick,
I just
you
knew.
Got, Nick, you're getting text that says that you're selfish.
For what?
I just want you to know that.
For the organ thing?
Quote, this is a text. What do you need your organs for when you're dead, Nick? That's just bleeped up.
That's a unique argument. I've never heard that one before.
To play charge and take me out to the ball game during the seventh inning stretch? They play it on an
what?
Organ.
Andreas goes, what?
When you play your organ. That's what you need your organ for.
I need more beer if I'm going to need more beer. Somebody said, OU Mike said hospitals and surgeons get big money on that. Is that true?
On donor donation?
Yeah. So the donor's family should get paid. I don't know if that's true or not. Look, I got another beer. Thank you, sir.
Oh, wait. OU Mike had two good texts today. If that's three.
Yeah, he did. He's on a roll.
Yeah.
Barry's so cheap, he leaves the strip club with more cash. No, that just means I'm sexy. Not cheap.
You go over there to work the pole, not see somebody work the pole.
I'll dance. I don't care.
He works the pole all right, Nick.
I'll dance. Doc said Barry's complaining about $20. Yeah. But he said, look at my truck because I bought those cheap steps. All right, that's not a fair comparison, Doc. I don't like this. Let's change the subject.
And then we
got like three guys that said I would donate my organs, but no one wants my liver. Josh Rapp said that, which shout out to Josh Rapp for coming out and seeing us as well.
That, yeah.
Angel Munoz said that, and then Doc also said that his organs are like Fred Fowler's, unusable. Fred's are old though. Like Fred's organs, they're past their useful life. They're out of warranty. Like no one would want Fred. It would be like buying an 82 Datsun at this point. Getting Fred Fowler's organs.
A Fiat.
No one would want those.
The original Fiat? Fix yes. it again, Tony.
Yes. The original Fiat, yep. Which was trying to be like a, what was it trying to be like?
Was it trying like to be a like Mini a Mini Cooper or something?
No, the original Fiat was supposed to look something like a Lamborghini or Ferrari or something like that.
But you're right on it now, Nick. Fiat made a comeback thanks to the fact that they have that little car that looks a lot like a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, like that, you know, those little smart looking. They just look too feminine for me. I guess, I mean, if a female drives it, I think it's okay. Like the bug, like the beetle.
I see Barry just formulating a response. And
I'm just staying far away from that.
He was trying to think of like a sexist Nick. Response, but no.
Dude, he had the white man's overbite going. He was like salivating on that one.
I've got to remember that we're in a store and we're on location and I'm trying to be good. That's all I'm going to say. Somebody texted in and said they take your organs out when you die, even if you don't donate them. They're harvesting organs?
I don't know that that's true.
That's illegal, right?
Yeah, that's not true.
Okay. Stop sending in lies.
Then you'd be on the radio broadcast of the Rockets. That was just too easy. It was right there.
Somebody wants to know if they can donate their dong. I guess. I don't know that anyone would want that. That's not a transplant that anyone's getting. I don't believe that's how that works, sir. I think you're thinking of the wrong thing.
Go back to the bat rack. Swing and a miss.
Yeah.
That's not going to work for you.
I don't think so.
What's the timetable between the time you expire and the organs? It's like a pretty tight window where the organs have to be
harvested,
saved and right.
I don't know. I would imagine it's pretty quick, though, because, like, if you leave if you were to leave like some like food out, like if you left some meat out on the counter, it goes bad pretty quick.
That's what I'm saying. Plus, it's like, don't they have to like literally put you on life support even though you're brain dead just to preserve the organs long enough to make the donation?
Yeah.
I believe that's the way it works.
Okay. I'll have to. I don't know. Josh Rapp said, I'm thinking of the Fiero, not the Fiat.
Fiero was that little two-seat car.
The Fiero is the one that was trying to look like a Lamborghini or Ferrari or whatever the hell it was. That is correct. You are correct, Josh Rapp.
Yeah, a Lamborghini that caught in a vice.
Yeah, those were. I had a buddy that had one of those. I was like, bro, you are never going to meet a chick.
Oh, yeah, those are so ugly. I just looked that up. That is ugly.
Yes.
The Fiero?
Yes.
It's a Pontiac, right?
Yeah, it's a Pontiac.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't around anymore, right?
No.
They're gone.
Isn't that crazy?
Along with Cutlass.
Oldsmobile went away as well.
Pontiac. Mm. The good old. Back in my day.
My college roommate had a Pontiac Grand Am.
I remember those.
Yeah. Which looked like a bigger version of a Fiero.
The only reason I knew about the Pontiac, there was a chick, and I look back on it now and I think, God, she was homely and desperate. But me and my buddy, we were 16, 17 years old in high school, and like this 26-year-old chick would pick us up on a Friday and take us out and take us anywhere we wanted to go. Like if we wanted to go to the club or and she would buy us alcohol. And sometimes we would just drive around and drink.
At
17, it's like, okay, that's fine with me. But she would literally, you know, I look back now and I'm thinking, what was a 26, 27-year-old chick doing hanging out with 17-year-old high school dudes?
Oh, you know.
She was.
Oh, you know.
She was kind of.
This is where
homely.
The whole Roseanne Barr oral thing came in. Because you knew you had to pay it back somehow.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Was it?
You pretty much spot on.
There you go.
That's kind of true.
See?
But wow, how. That's kind of lame now. I mean, it was cool for us.
To do that to her?
No, to be able to drink.
Oh, got it. To drive around?
Yeah.
Where'd you have her take you?
I hope my mom's not listening right now. She thinks I was like a saint in high school.
It's over. Where'd she take you?
Wherever we wanted to go.
Where did you want to go?
I don't know. Like, we just drove. We went to clubs.
On,
we went to clubs. We would just go to a park. Like, you know, you'd go down to, like, Memorial and just go drinking.
In a raincoat?
I don't understand. No. That, no. No.
Hello.
No.
Where you have to know where you went.
Dude, it
to
was.
To a bar.
I was 16. I'm 43 now. You think I remember what I did one weekend with some homely, desperate chick?
Oh, I thought this was like a regular occurrence.
I mean, it was.
Okay, so there you go. And then you were 17
it was a lot
or
of
16.
Weekends.
So it was when you were 16 and 17. So
no, I just don't remember like what age. I know it was almost 10 years difference between the two of us. That's why I say I don't know if she was 26, 27 or.
And how did
I was
you meet this person?
17. She was a friend of this dude's sister.
It's getting shadier by the minute.
No, I'm telling you the truth. I wish I remembered her name.
She was in the automotive aisle at
Walmart. She used to pick us up, and I used to get a six-pack of Big Mouth Mickeys, drink those, and then we'd go get a 40. That's what we did. That's how we rolled. And she would drink wine coolers because that was still cool.
Bartles and James?
Or Zima or whatever. Jesus. Yeah, that's what she would do.
Ah, the fun and games department. Back in the day, all the way to right up now.
We got a text that said, this is all it says. Love the show. Shout out to Jesus. All right. There you go.
Much love, Jesus.
Shout out to Jesus.
I'm
pretty sure if Jesus could listen to the radio, it wouldn't be this show. Just
are you
a hunch.
Kidding me?
Just a hunch.
What are the other choices he's got? When you look at running the gamut, I think it's here.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right. I'll take your
word. Happy Good Friday, gang. It's the usual suspects from Trailer, Wheel, and Frame. I-45 North and the Canino exit right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hi, my name is Bob, and I approve this message.
I got the magic in me.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer, Wheel, and Frame on 45 and West Canino. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The usual suspects, Nick holding down the fort at headquarters, Barry, Joel, Trailer Wheel and Frame, I-45 North in Canino. Over 40 years in business here, doing it well, all about trailers, wheels, frames, trucks, any accessories you need, all under one showroom roof. Great spot right here. You know what, Barry, the funny thing is you question, like, if Jesus would be listening to our show.
Uh-huh.
Our popularity grows daily. And the reason why is, like, when I take total credit for our show being the one that brought the Grasshoppers and the Mariners to the forefront. Then en route, they went and took our advice and started talking about it, leading into Julia actually trying them. Now it's gone through the roof. Everybody listened to the show. Everybody got fired up about Grasshoppers. The Mariners are now having to impose an order limit on how many orders of Grasshopper you order during games because it's so popular.
I can tell you, they could have mine. There is no way.
I'm with you, man.
There is nothing, I mean, short of millions of dollars that you could do to get me to eat a single Grasshopper, much less whatever they serve in those little plastic cups that you get. There's no way.
So they sold out of Grasshoppers during the 3-game series against the Stros. So the team is imposing a per-game order limit for the rest of the season. Mariners spokesperson said they sold 901 orders of insects over the first 3 home games against the Astros. The Grasshoppers are toasted in a chili lime salt, come in a 4-ounce cup, $4.
That's disgusting. Where the hell are you getting this many? Is there like a grasshopper farm where they're like, oh, well, how do you get them to mate so quickly?
Barry Warner's backyard.
Like, how do you? I don't understand that. This is all very baffling to me.
No, the beach, like, volleyball game's over. People are coming in.
Why you would have. Like, where do you get this many grasshoppers? If you have, what, how many pounds was it, like 15,000?
18,000 total grasshoppers.
Pounds or 18,000?
So 18,000 total grasshoppers.
Okay.
901 orders. Now, I don't think they weigh that much to say
right
by the pound.
Okay.
But 901 orders, 18,000 grasshoppers in a 3-game series.
Where are you finding that many in, like... And who's getting them? Like, are you? I don't understand that. This is the part. This is where my mind goes. Instead of just grasshoppers and everything like that, I'm thinking, how do they wrangle them up? How do they catch them? What do they? Where are they? Is there, like? I know there's a catfish farm. I know there's a farm with a lake, and they get the catfish to have babies. And is there a grasshopper farm? Or is this just wild? Like, they just pay a bunch of dudes that don't have a job, like homeless people, to go catch grasshoppers? How does this work?
I would think that there's somewhere there's money to be made in grasshoppers. I would bet there's a grasshopper farm.
You think so?
I do.
We'll give a little free plug. Go to littleherds.org.
No.
Little Herds educates and empowers communities both locally and globally to support and promote the use of insects for food and feed as an environmentally sound and economically viable source of nutrition. Littleherds.org.
Do you see the fat content in a grasshopper?
No.
They're loaded with protein,
yeah,
but
fat too. Because Julia was all bothered by the fact that there was a high fat content per grasshopper.
You know what? There's also 1 million grams of gross in each grasshopper.
Well, you just
did you know that?
You have that built-in.
That's disgusting.
You can use one of the tentacles as dental floss when you're done with the grasshopper.
See, that's just so disgusting. And that's when Julia Morales was going to eat one. She said she got a leg in her tooth. That would just do. I would have vomited right. Because I asked her about it. I asked her. Mm-hmm. After Friday's Astros game, when I was there, I introduced myself to her. Hey, we had Blummer on the show. We mentioned the grasshoppers. He said you were going to eat them. And she was like, yeah, that's the plan. I'm going to eat them when I get up there. So I think they already had a plan before we talked about it.
Don't ruin it.
But I know. But I did say, well, why are you doing it? And she was like, for TV. I'll do anything for TV. Well, she kind of backed out a little bit because she got that tooth stuck in, a leg stuck in a tooth. And that was it. And I was like, you're brave, because there's no way I would lose my TV job.
Plummer stuck with his word. He wouldn't have any part of it.
There really is a littleherds.org.
Yeah, and starting Friday night, tonight's game, the Mariners limiting sales to 312 orders per game.
Oh, no.
In honor of the great Edgar Martinez's career batting average of 312, they're going to limit so that they don't run out of the hoppas.
Oh, look what I found. The Edible Insects Marketplace.
Once you get yourself
these companies donate back to the Little Herds with your purchase. The Jurassic Snacks, who serves cricket protein powder and pancake mix. What? So you're basically crushing crickets into a powder and then making pancakes out of it?
Well, you're hitting that pee hard today, too.
I know. That's disgusting.
Nothing says breakfast buffet like a cricket-filled pancake.
Here you go. Akita has whole cricket and cricket flour. What? What? This is the worst idea ever. How are these people even in business?
Man, I'm telling you right now. Do you got the Lord of the Flies Grand Slam breakfast?
I swear, if my wife was like, hey, I made some homemade tortillas out of cricket powder, I'd be like, man, you know what? Take your ass out and get out of here.
They'd have you have the first helping. Then they'd tell you.
She totally would. She wouldn't tell me before. But my wife, she's worse than me, though. When it comes to that stuff, there's no way on earth.
Your tummy would start gurgling immediately when you found that out.
Start just chirping for no reason, just sitting there on the couch after dinner, just. Ugh,
no, your boiler room would be on high alert. You'd be like, what did I just eat?
Yeah, that's so gross. We also got a tweet when we were talking about organ donations. Jerry said they're performing the world's first head transplant in December. I call BS. I don't think that's possible to transplant someone's whole head.
They're making a movie of it too. It's called Face Off.
They did a face transplant. I know that.
Yeah, they did have Dave.
But a whole head, like there's a spine in there and all that.
And a brain.
Yeah, and the throat, like how you close that up from the inside.
Because I was telling Nick in the break, I had heard at some of the organ donations that have been done, the donors that have accepted the organ have noticed that they had started to get some of the characteristics or some of the mannerisms of the people that had the heart or the lungs or whatever the organs were previous. But you're talking about a brain and everything else, man. I can't see a whole head transplant. I think that's BS as well.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe that you take on the characteristics of someone's liver.
No,
or you just start drinking all the time or something like that.
No, I'm talking about their other.
I don't believe her. Characteristics. I'm going to believe her. No, I don't believe you. I don't believe her. I don't know that doesn't seem right. That seems like your characteristics. You think I just make this up? No. But, I mean, you're born with those things, right? You get those from your parents, and it's part of your DNA.
But like, genetically, you're accepting with match, you have to be a match, and you're accepting an organ from somebody else.
So you're going to say, if I donated my liver to you, all of a sudden you're going to be smart and have good sports takes. I don't think so.
No, I'd be a numbers geek.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't be afraid of crowds.
Yeah, that's true. I went a long way for that. Mikey likes it. Says you can buy packs of grasshoppers at Specs. There are three flavors. No, Specs is going to need a lot more liquor than that's in their store to get me to eat a pack
right
of grasshoppers.
Right next to the corn nuts, you can get your grasshoppers.
And Cody Parker added that you can buy insects in bulk for many reasons. I bought an entire bucket of ladybugs for my garden. So there really are people out there harvesting and growing or, you know, whatever you do with these insects.
And we got a caller on bug eating, too, if you guys want.
Let's
bring it, Nick. Who is it? Caller on hold.
Caesar.
Caesar.
Welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sorry about my voice. I lost it a couple days ago. But I have a friend from Puebla, Mexico, and they eat crickets, but they fry them. And then they put lemon and salt, and they put them in a tortilla. And it's actually pretty good. You just
shut up.
Got to pull the legs off. At the beginning.
You pull the legs off at the beginning?
Yeah, so the bone gets stuck in your teeth, but it's really good, and it's high on protein, too.
Dude, so is a steak. Eat a steak.
It increases your vertical, too.
That's so, that's disgusting. Thanks for the call. Ugh.
It increases your vertical as well. Then that way, from your elbow to the top of your hand, you actually have more ground to cover when you dunk.
Don't bring that up. I hate you.
I like how he said he'll put it on a tortilla and a little lemon juice on it.
Yeah. Well, but that's part of the deal.
Here's the thing I've learned about being married to a Mexican woman, too. They'll pretty much put anything on a tortilla and try it once. Yeah, at least once.
I agree with that completely because Lisa and her mom do that with everything, too.
My wife will wrap a tortilla around a hot dog.
Well, they're doing
anything.
It right here. Rudy's does it right here
but
with sausage.
But that's different. Like, a hot dog isn't supposed to be in a tortilla.
Like, not at home, right? Like,
in most cases, exactly.
No. Yeah.
Why am I listening to her? I'm not listening to her. I'm not going to take her advice.
Like,
Come on, man.
So you're telling me
you can't wrap a hot dog in a tortilla, but you can wrap a sausage in a tortilla?
It's two completely different foods.
Pretty much not.
It's totally different foods.
Pretty much not.
Yeah, it is.
Also, by the way, I pulled up
We've already established that hot dogs are basically made out of, like, pig butt and...
Rooter, everything from the rooter to the tooter.
Exactly. It's like cow penis. It's all the things you don't want to eat.
See, you got the young man walking by right now, and you had to go and mention a cow's genitals.
He doesn't even know. Stay in school, kid. Stay in school.
There's no need to bring tube steak into the
Goodbye,
discussion
sir.
When there's a
you're,
child
you're
present.
You're welcome. Stay in school.
By the way, I also pulled up for you. 1 in 10 transplant patients inherit personalities of their organ donor.
I don't believe that. What is that on? That's on Red Orbit? I've never heard of that website in my life.
Well, you
Red
will now.
Orbit.
There you have it.
It's on the National Enquirer. I'm not believing that.
But you'll believe our text messages.
I will.
But you won't believe everything.
I will.
All right. So we've got one segment to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz. It is the usual suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I see your dirty face hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Joel, Nick, Usual Suspects. One more segment. Let me correct myself. It's not as bad as Granato saying that The Usual Suspects wouldn't be at Trailer Wheel and Frame today.
yeah, but, I heard that. I had to call Jong. I'm driving in listening, and Granato goes, yeah, The Usual Suspects will be at the studio. I was like,
Then right after that, I walked in, and Granato goes, oh, you're here? I just said you're not going to be.
Yeah, that must
be. I go, well, you could fix that if you want.
That worried me.
So, we are here. Blitz is not. Blitz are off today. So we will be going to national programming.
Lazy.
Fred and AJ are out kibitzing.
I don't know what that means.
Easter egg hunt.
No. Okay.
Kibitzing would be your boy Barry Warner's term.
Oh, would it?
Right after he hits you with shalom.
Triola Oz said on a trip to Cancun, I ate grasshoppers with beans as an appetizer. Good crunch. Ugh. That's so gross. And then you can buy crickets and roaches at the Hong Kong store, Jose. Why not? Who's buying roaches?
Yeah, I mean, they're,
you could just go outside.
You want to talk about just the butt crack of the earth. Go get you some roaches.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's the most disgusting. I don't think there's – I mean, honestly, God, you know I'm scared of wasps. We established now I'm not scared of bees anymore. I was able to sit next to one.
One bee does not make the fear go away.
Swear to God, if a bee landed right here, I'd be gone. But wasps, for sure. But I'm scared of roaches. I mean, I'll
You're
crush
scared
it.
Of them?
Yeah. Oh, listen, all bets are off when the roaches start flying. That is game over, bro.
But you'll
like,
mess
if
with
it's
snakes.
Just running, if it's just, yeah, I'm not as scared of snakes. But let a roach run across the floor. Oh, God, because I know I got to go crush it, and then they make that loud crunch noise. It's the worst.
Drayon 290 says, could you eat a red Solo cup full of grasshoppers in 10 minutes for 500 mil?
Ooh, this goes back to me going down on Roseanne for 500 million.
Yeah, that's what he said.
So if my choice was to go down on Roseanne for 500 million, but I had to do that every day for 5 years,
yep.
Or eat one Solo cup of crickets, I'm going Roseanne for 5 years.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Now here's I got two
yeah.
questions. I got two questions.
But just straight up, if my only option was 500 million for a red Solo cup of crickets, I think I would do it for 500 million.
You're gonna love this too.
I would do
it.
I
got two questions.
It's $500
right?
million. Dollars. It's a half a
first
bill.
Question. Can I use ketchup?
Oh, that's a good. That yes.
Yeah.
I'm guessing no though. I'm guessing if they're gonna give you a half a billion, you can't make it easy
and
on
do
yourself.
Do you have to stomach it without gagging and throwing up between?
Yeah, if I can't throw up, then it's over. Because I'm going to throw. Like, cricket number one, I'm going to vomit.
Like, if you're taking vitamins, and you know how you can just swallow them whole. I think I could get through a red Solo
cup of
crickets.
Hold on.
Like, you're taking a pill.
Okay.
You don't
chew
it up.
I get the chewable vitamins
now. See, I don't.
Not like the Flintstones, but they have, like, chewables.
You're also afraid
men.
Of small insects. But at the same – I don't chew. I'm saying most, you know how it's like when you digest a pill
right.
or a prescription, you
yes.
swallow it whole.
Yes.
I think I could get, and if I could use ketchup, it's even better. But I think I could get down a red Solo cup full of crickets for 500 mil.
I could too. But you think you could keep it down? That's the question.
I'd keep it down long enough to take the 500 mil, and then I'd put a finger down my throat and yak it all up.
It's just ugh. I don't know. She's finally here.
What in the world did you do to this? What is going on here? Do that again.
This is bad radio, guys.
Yeah, did you do that?
This is horrible. This is horrible, horrible radio.
I literally thought I lost connection with you guys.
I know. They start talking about this coffee that she brings. I don't know. Someone says you can't sell roaches. Apparently you can.
There's
a store. I don't know if it is in Hong Kong or if that's the name of the store, but they sell roaches. So
you can buy fertilizer. They sell anything.
Yeah, and then someone said, are they alive? No, no one's eating a bucket of live crickets. These are all dead and seasoned.
Can you imagine that?
That's Fear Factor type stuff.
Like,
that's,
dude, you could feel it crawling around in your gut?
First of all, I don't think you'd feel it crawling around in your gut.
I think you could feel it around.
I think once it hits the gut with all that acid, it dies. I think so.
Not a cockroach.
What?
Those freaking things got nine lives.
But I'm just saying, I don't – did you ever watch Fear Factor? Was that a show you watched?
I couldn't watch it
because it grossed me out.
Okay.
It's still on.
What, reruns you mean?
No way.
They brought it back, didn't they?
On the Game Show Network?
Who – is it Rogan still hosting it?
I don't think so.
No, it's Joe Rogan now.
You said they were eating pizza with eyeballs on it.
Mm.
Hell no. Hell no. See, this is just why? What? Why?
Oh, man. What kind of...
I mean, none
first
of
all,
the,
not that it matters, but what kind of eyeballs? From what?
Ask him. He's the one that said it.
Like,
I don't
fish
know.
Fish eyes are like a delicacy in certain places.
Nope.
But like, what eyeballs are you putting on pizza?
Intern nope. Trey says Ludacris is the new host.
What? That would be scarier to watch than the actual show. Why is Ludacris hosting a show?
Because he has new fresh abs. Only there. Did you see that?
No.
His new single's out, and on the cover, it's like the worst, what do you call it? Graphic arts when you airbrushed abs. He's got his shirt open, and it looks like he's got a six-pack.
Really?
Yeah.
It's all fake?
People are making fun of him all over the
place.
That's
terrible.
Yeah. So, hey. There you go. They're giving away beer now. So
yeah. This is why you come and hang out to the end. They give away all the food and the beer. I got a jar of Rudy's Sissy Sauce.
I wrote that just like on the Starbucks
cup. No, you did not. I got a jar of Rudy's Sissy Sauce. This is why you come and hang out to the end. Friends to the end. What do you have there? What'd you get?
A couple of my turkey sandwiches, buddy, from Rudy's.
Okay. You didn't give me any food to take home. This is the worst. This is a Travis Shamockery is
what
this is.
Give Barry a couple of hot sausages for the road.
This is a Travis Shamockery.
Oh,
what?
He didn't want you don't want the hot sausage for the road, right? You just want sausage?
Yeah, you can slip me the hot sausage for the road.
You want that in a tortilla?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Or a bun.
Yeah, my wife's Mexican. Yeah, she would love the hot sausage.
You want it in the bun?
Huh? No, Joel.
Or your tortilla.
Stop making it worse. Please stop making it worse. So what are you guys doing for Easter? Are you going to hide Easter eggs for the kid?
No.
Is she still too young?
We're getting on a plane.
I know, but you're flying on Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can make it to Grandma's house by Easter Sunday night. And I'm sure that Grandma will have she already went like crazy yesterday trying to buy Easter eggs and candy, you know, and lots of little things. But Taylor's too young to really enjoy like the candy part of Easter.
Right.
But it'll be great just to have the whole family together. That's the main thing. So that's what we're banking on for Easter is just getting the whole family. The kids in our family have never been together. They've never met each other. Lisa's brother has 3-year-old twins and a 1-year-old. And so it'll be good to have
all the cousins.
All the cousins hanging out.
Okay, so she's still too young to enjoy, I guess, Easter and all that and really know what's going on.
Yeah,
like Christmas, you just get her outfits because she doesn't know about toys
and
yet.
Yeah, but she loves the tree and the lights and stuff, and we got her some gifts. But, yeah, as she gets older, I think this year she'll have more of a recognition of it.
Right.
But, yeah, for the most part, holidays were more about just kind of soaking in the lights and from the Easter perspective, the eggs and the colors and things like that. But,
yeah.
Yeah, it'll – you know, as she gets older, see that in that very same vein, they want to go take all the kids to Disneyland. no kid between a year and a half and three are going to remember or understand
True.
Disneyland.
True. I was going to – well, now we only have 60 seconds left, but I was going to tell you the story about how I found out – I hope there's no kids listening. If there's kids listening, change the channel. But I was going to tell you how I found out there was no Easter Bunny.
How?
But we don't have time now.
Oh, well, stay tuned next week.
I'll do it Sunday. I'll do it on Easter. So tune in to Houston Game Day on Sunday. And you are not here next week, my friend.
I'm in Cali.
You enjoy your
week.
So
you and Nick and Shock and Jerome hold down the fort, and I'll try and listen online on the app.
We will miss you. I will hold it down until you get back.
Appreciate it. Nick, feel free to chime in. Get your money's worth.
Have a safe trip, my friend.
Yeah, appreciate it, boys. Happy Easter. I'm going to miss you guys as well. I'll check in from the road. But you guys have a safe and happy Easter. Enjoy your weekend and enjoy the usual suspects next week, 1 to 4, and every week right here on ESPN 97.5. That's why they play my song on so many different dials. Because I go both,
than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barra. This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.